be part of the conversation, send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Mfundisi, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, my dear brother, and to the listeners, good afternoon. I trust all are well.
Oh, yes, all are well. Pastor, how are you doing?
God is good. He's on the throne, and only through his grace
we
can survive.
Oh, yes.
The devil.
He sits on the throne. I like that, actually. I like that you're saying he sits on the throne. He's definitely sitting on the throne. We're going to be, talking about courtship this afternoon once again.
Okay. Now,
yeah. So, in as far as courtship is concerned, Pastor, just a recap from what we discussed yesterday.
Well, friends, courtship is more serious than traditional dating. You must remember, sir, that, and also what we need to understand, you need to know the meaning of courting someone. Now, courting is a process of getting to know someone to decide whether or not to pursue a more serious relationship with them. So courting may also involve convincing the other person why a serious relationship would be a good idea.
Yeah, beautiful stuff there. So, Pastor, in a life of a Christian, how does courtship generally looks like? Perhaps a person who has been hearing us and talking about courtship, they want now to know, all right, let's look at the practical part now. How does it look like? How does it practically happen?
Okay. Courtship. What is courtship? You need to ask that. And what is courting? Courtship definition is when potential partners spend time together and get to know each other before possible marriage. Now, when you are going to that involved in with a woman and a man, you need to understand the verb from the courtship is courting. And then courting meaning is the process of the couple getting to know each other and any particular activities or rituals they might do together as part of this process. And as we say that, courtship varies from culture to culture and from couple to couple. So different people may practice different activities or rituals during this period. Now, some courtship activities include going on a date, gift-giving, correspondence. Nowadays, we have the cell phones, the gadgets. We send messages on WhatsApp and Wi-Fi, even on emails. And we are communicate on Zoom. Now, the courtship meaning is something direct and sometimes symbolic. Now, certain courting activities may be practical for couples to get to know each other, such as we have said, discussing issues or interests, and in contrast than other activities. Also understand that there are variations of courtship.
Variations of courtship?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
They are different. There are several different types of courtship. A particular couple practice which types depending on their culture and the religious association and their individual preferences. Now, you were asking the question about Christians. Remember, we as Christians, we need to have a clear understanding, what do I want from this courtship? What will my relationship be with my friend, my girlfriend, or my boyfriend? Are we going to have a clean courtship relationship, or are we going to play with one another So dating is very significant type of courtship. However, the word dating is not exactly synonymous with courtship. Now dating refers to a time when a couple has entered into a relationship where they are getting acquainted and deciding whether or not to pursue more serious stages in their relationship, such as marriage.
Okay.
Now, we normally say...
Okay, before you go forward, I think, because I just need to be a little bit clear and with our listeners as well. So, are you saying that because I really need you to differentiate between courtship and dating so that we at least have a very clear demarcation if it's actually very different things?
Okay, what is courtship, you may ask?
Right.
Now, as much as the experiences and culture around the world are diverse, they are unique.
Mm.
Now, there are certain experiences that we all share that invoke nearly a universal emotions.
Mm. Mm.
For example, marriages or the birth of children are often joyful events, while death or loss is generally marked by sorrow and disappointment. Now, then there are those experiences like romance and physical attraction, which cause to believe or behave in unusual, uncharacterized, and often embarrassed way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, there are variations of courtship in the Western countries, like South Africa, United States. Most common form of courtship is date between two individuals.
Okay.
Now, in the present, most people tend to date small number of people before entering into a mutual agreement upon the relationship with one of them. But this has not always been the social norm. Now prior to the early on,
but you see,
to the
you see, Pastor, I think this is where my confusion is, because you seem to be using dating and courting interchangeably. Am I hearing you correctly?
Yes.
I want to be clear if it is the same thing or there is a difference there.
Okay, courting.
Mm.
We said courting is the process of getting to know someone.
Yes.
To decide whether or not to pursue more serious relationship with them.
Right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That is courting.
That's courting, yes.
We need to get back now to what is dating.
Right, right.
Okay. Now, let us be clear what is dating.
Mm-hmm.
Dating is when you are in the process of allowing a person to come into your circle, in your atmosphere, in what you want to be. Now, the courtship is rather dating. We need to also understand that dating is very important, because you need to understand dating is when you try to make friends, try to okay, let me read what I wrote down here.
Okay.
Dating is more than courting.
Mm.
Dating is a broad term that can mean many things, including casual dating, hooking up of being in a long-term relationship. Now, dating is about finding someone to marry. Courting is about finding out if you should marry a person. Now, there is a relationship with this mindset. Now, Christian couples can set themselves up for success and build strong, healthy foundations for the future together when you are dating with another person. Is that clear?
Yeah.
So, for my understanding on dating is as follows.
Mm.
You need to know what you want out of the dating. That means you want someone that can help you make decisions.
So the process is one first starts by courting, and then after that it's dating, and then after that it's marriage.
Yes.
I see. Now, from dating, I heard you earlier, you saying that you can then have two people that you are dating so that you can make a decision. Did I hear you correctly?
Yes. Let me continue with the dating.
Okay, because it sounds like that would be cheating.
Yeah. No. Remember, you need when I'm talking about while you, okay, you are dating a person, huh?
Mm.
And when you are dating a person, you need to be sure that this person that you are dating, while you are courting with them, and you have future plans with that person in marrying that person.
Yeah.
Okay. So you need to be clear on who you want to date.
So if that's the idea, then it means that you shouldn't be dating more than one person at a time.
No, you need to only have one person. No? Because that is flirting. If you have more than one person that you are dating. So that is the difference.
Okay. So because I thought I heard you saying that when you dating, you could date two people in deciding who to marry. So you are saying, no, that's not the case. You can date a person that you actually want to build with. So which
that's
means
right. That's what I'm bring across.
So which means that it cannot be more than one person, therefore. Am I understanding you correctly?
Yes. You cannot have one person. Remember, you are going to only marry one person.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot have two people at the same time.
All right. Okay. That's quite good. That's quite good. Now, to date casually, or for fun, I'm just dating this person, and you just want to have fun. You just want to, we've had people, young people, saying, "No, we just want to have a good time, man. We're dating because we, have similarities, and we're just spending time together, and we just want to chill out together." Is it immoral to date casually?
No, that's immoral. Remember, you are playing with someone's life. You need to someone's future, and if you are dating, you need to be sure that your relationship will last with this person.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are doing that, you're playing with fire. Yeah, believe it or not, dating should not be fun in the sense where you have more than one partner.
Okay.
Casual dating can be considered a fun way to socialize or a stepping stone toward long-term committed relationship. Now we need to understand, is that what do we mean by fun? Is that more than one? Or do you want to have fun with the person, the partner that you are busy with?
No, they say that, you know what? We are dating. It's just one person. It's not many people. You're just dating this lady. And you've made it clear to them that, listen, I'm not literally looking for marriage. No. I'm still too young for that. I'm definitely not looking for marriage. But I just want to, us to date and, to be, partners, boyfriend, girlfriend kind of thing. Is that immoral? Because now that's beyond that. That's after the stage of courting where you've got multiple people that you're actually looking at dating. That's courtship, I understand. So if you're now dating and you're saying, I'm not looking to making any commitment, I'm just wanting to have fun. That's what I'm asking. And it's not many people. It's just this with this one person. Would we consider that as immoral?
To me, it will be immoral. Because remember, if you are dating a person, you want to reach your goal in life. And that is to get married. But if you have someone for fun, then it means you're playing with that person. That means you characterize that person as something that is as no value for you. So dating is not a popularity contest.
Yeah.
And the need to the objective is not to go out with as many people as possible or to get as many people you like. Now, the purpose of dating is not to impress someone. It is not a job interview. The objective objective of dating is to find one person you like, preferably someone you who also likes you. And we want to spend time together to see things and see how things go. And we also need to understand dating is about discernment, not popularity. And when the young people, when they come to their stage to date someone, it is important for them to understand the idea is not to get someone like you, but to figure out if you like each other and not for the sake to play with the person's mind or with the person's life. So it is important if you are dating a person, you must be serious. Because the problem can be also how you relate to that person, okay?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Now, in a one a clinical psychologist over the many years have had a lot of opportunities to work with people dating, either for the first time or the first time in a long time. People generally describe dating as a miserable experience and approach it with emotions raging and anxiety and terror. So we cannot allow that to happen because that is the consequences if people have fun in their dating and not being serious what is going to happen in the future with the two of them.
Yeah.
And it's she continues states, in fact, she said, many people tell me that they stay in a bad marriage for years because they dreaded dating so much. So dating is not just you want to go out with a person, you want to make friends. Remember, it is for you to have future plans. Now, it seems that much dating advice seems to be taken from how to be popular. And especially in a school scenario, especially high school or a college. Now, there are usually a lot of overcomplicated tips for how to present that people would like you, the way you dress, the way you speak, you know. But that is not dating. Dating is more than that. And the advice that they give us is that we need to be honest with your partner, your friend, your girlfriend, or your boyfriend. Now, in contrast, the most important thing we can learn about dating, is, which people often overlook, is simply just be yourself. Dating is not a popular contest, as we have said. Dating is something serious. And I know that so many of our young people, they are not so much serious when it comes to that.
Yeah.
You can play with some other people, but you cannot play with people's life when it comes to their destination, their future plans.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Pastor, I think we may actually just end it there for today. Our time is almost news time, but thank you so much for joining us. In fact, I've taken you for much longer time than we had agreed, but thank you so much nonetheless for making your time available to us. Truly, truly blessings to be with you here. And of course, those who are in the state of courting and dating, I do hope that they've also listened. Thank you so much, Pastor. We're going to be connecting with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place.
Thank you very much, brother. God bless you. And thank you, listeners. We hope you have learned something. And remember, go with God.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.